landscapes, edges, little everything, even pickup truck. So folks, come and see us, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner, where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Working our first caution of the day here on lap 27, altercation between William Byron and Joey Logano brings out the first yellow flag. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR being brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, Madison Street, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to Bristol Motor Speedway in this PRN broadcast of the Food City 500. Rob Albright is our turn announcer today, our O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters, Wendy Venturini, Brad Keselowski, and Brett McMillan. And joining me, Mark Carroll, back in the booth, the man who did a magnificent job, stupendous. I don't know any other adjective to use.
Thank you, Mark.
Doug Rice threw the green flag.
That was awesome. I did not realize how absolutely on top of the cars the folks in the flag stand are and how incredibly loud it is here, because for years I've watched the races behind a booth, and you get out there now and right in amongst it. That was exhilarating. My heart's still pounding a little bit.
Oh, great. All right, so we're getting set to go back to the green flag. Josh Berry inside row one to his outside, Tyler Reddick. Row two, it's going to be Elliott on the inside, Wallace on the outside. Row three, Truex inside, McDowell out. Then it is Blaney and Hamlin in row number four. Row five, Chase Briscoe and Ty Gibbs.
Up front, down on the inside, Josh Berry flanked to his outside, Tyler Reddick. As we get ready to restart here, it will be lap 30 when they come back to the stripe this time. Pace car on the pit road. Geico restart zone is where they've entered. Reddick gets a little bit of jump and a big shove from Bubba Wallace as they roll into one.
Tyler Reddick, who started back in 23rd, elected track position over tires. He'll lead this race side by side for second. Josh Berry and Bubba Wallace.
Truex got loose in turn number two. That's going to cost him some spots. But on the outside, Bubba Wallace blows by him. And now Michael McDowell makes contact with Tyler Reddick. Reddick is spinning. Will he make contact with the inside wall? As he touches the wall, he gets hit in the driver's door by William Byron. Also involved in this wreck is going to be Daniel Hemric and Carson Hocevar. And there's one other vehicle involved in this down there in turn number one.
It looked like Tyler Reddick was going to get out of there fairly unscathed, but everybody couldn't whoa down enough that he got some secondary contact here. So, Mark, a lot breaking out here very early on as we get a chance to watch the replay. And it just simply looks like maybe Reddick got tapped a little bit by Josh Berry, then get squirrely and away you go.
He got tapped by Josh Berry, got it back under control, but just as he did, he got a bump from Logano, and that was it. Let's go down to Wendy Venturini.
And walking up and down pit road, the right side tires have been pretty well spent on a lot of the cars that we saw come down pit road that took those two tires. Tyler Reddick was one of them that decided to stay out. His balance was good, but now he comes to a stop directly in front of us here on pit road. Does have some damage to his machine. I'm just curious how well those tires were on that restart for him, if that had any play into the scenario that we're in now with fresh tires on the four of Josh Berry. He had come in and taken two right side tires. So just following Tyler Reddick's damage, we'll keep you posted. It looks like a lot of damage to the left front fender. The nose is caved in, and they have the Sawzall on the left front fender, as you hear it going to work. The team's going to work here on Tyler Reddick's machine.
Again, on that replay, a bump from Josh Berry. A moment ago, I said Joey Logano. That's another yellow car, but it was Michael McDowell who's running up there in the top five. And again, Reddick got control, but then as he got control, Doug, he slid up to the outside. McDowell had a full run. He tried to hit the brakes in time and barely made contact with Tyler Reddick, but that was just enough to send him around.
And it wasn't a full-fledged shot he got from Berry. It was just barely a tap, and then he gets a little bit askew, and then around he goes and slides down to the inside of the front stretch. Over to Brett McMillan.
Yeah, A.J. Allmendinger's been on pit road doing a bunch of body work on the right side of that car. They don't seem to be too concerned about the damage at this point. They went ahead and changed four tires and sent him back out. To tag on to what Windy was talking about on the right side tires, Jonathan Hassler came on the radio and told Ryan Blaney after that pit stop that his right front tire was pretty much used up after that 30-lap run.
Now today, Goodyear has set up where the teams have 11 sets of tires for this race. The one set that transferred from qualifying, 10 for when the green flag drops for the rest of this race. A Goodyear, same left side combination they've had here since 2022. A right side they put on the racetrack for the first time last fall here at Bristol. So they do have a little bit of experience with this tire combination.
Didn't take long to collect our first two caution flags, lap 23. It was William Byron. The next time, the biggest victim looks to be Tyler Reddick. Also, A.J. Allmendinger with some damage here in this crash along the front stretch as we're just now 34 laps into the Food City 500. Here's the way they stack up now under this yellow. It is Bubba Wallace, the new race leader. Josh Berry is second. Michael McDowell third. Fourth is Chase Elliott. Denny Hamlin fifth. Sixth to Ty Gibbs. Ryan Blaney is seventh. Eighth, Martin Truex Jr. Chase Briscoe is ninth. And tenth is Brad Keselowski.
And Kyle Larson 11th. 12th is going to be Harrison Burton. Alex Bowman 13th. 14th, Christopher Bell. Kyle Busch is 15th. Ryan Preece 16th. Chris Buescher 17th. John Hunter Nemechek 18th. 19th, Joey Logano. Zane Smith being scored 20th.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 21st, 22nd. Noah Gregson, Austin Cindric, 23rd. Ross Chastain, he's moved up from starting last to 24th. 25th is Austin Dillon. Daniel Suarez is 26th. 27th, Justin Haley. Todd Gilliland, 28th. Kaz Grala, 29th, and 30th is Eric Jones.
And Corey LaJoie, 31st, 32nd, Daniel Hemric, Carson Hocevar, 33rd, being scored minus one after an extensive stay here on pit lane. A.J. Allmendinger and the colleague racing machine, minus two. Tyler Reddick now being scored 35th, minus five. Is going to be William Byron, currently sitting 36th.
Bring home the cup with eBay Guaranteed Fit. Brakes, headlights, and all the parts fit for your vehicle the first time, every time. eBay Motors, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions do apply.
Rob Albright, a little bit surprising, we were told in the pit area earlier today that everybody was going to stay on the bottom for a while, but boy, it has not taken very long for a middle and upper groove to work in.
You know, and as I look at the racetrack in turns one and two, and you guys can see it from your vantage point as well, a lot of that resin on the bottom one-eighth or one-quarter of that racing surface has moved up already, especially entering turn number one and through the middle of the banking between turns one and two. So as the guys pick that up on their tires, it slowly and gradually moves its way up the racetrack, and it's facilitated by the sun. As the lights are off now atop the Chevrolet Camaro pace car, we're about ready to go back to green, but it's been very different. Brad Keselowski, give him credit, the old veteran, first one to move up and find a play to make the outside groove work.
Just over the radio, Chase Elliott, the marbles are crazy out here, the worst I've ever seen. When we talk about marbles, that's a little bits of rubber that come off the tires. They're just like little ball bearings, and man, you get on top of them, it's time to go skating.
I think crazy may be the operative word today. Top four, Bubba Wallace, Josh Berry, Michael McDowell, Chase Elliott, then Denny Hamlin and Ty Gibbs make up the front three rows. Once again, Geico restart zone in play, and it's Bubba Wallace on the outside getting a bit of a jump on Josh Berry. Berry will battle back to the low.
Bubba had his choice. He picked the outside lane. He'll make it work off turn two as he pulls out in front of Josh Berry. He now gets heat from Michael McDowell.
Top three single file, then door to door. Chase Elliott inside. Hamlin to his outside as they work out of turn four. That's the fight for four.
Coming on pit road with the race lead. Previous caution. Denny Hamlin now finds himself in a fight for fourth. That's where side by side to his inside goes Chase Elliott.
Leading him back into turn four. Once again, it's Bubba Wallace. Serious challenge on the inside from Barry. Barry pulls along beside. In his draft, it's going to be Michael McDowell.
Josh Berry obviously has a very strong race car, as does the machine, the fellow driver, Michael McDowell, in a Ford as he goes to the inside of Bubba.
Josh Berry leads the Food City 500 for the second time today. McDowell and Wallace locked still, door to door as they battle for second.
Michael McDowell riding the bottom lane. Middle groove belongs to Bubba Wallace. Bubba pinches McDowell down. They still stay side by side.
Top groove not the place to be at this moment. It's Josh Berry by two car lengths, side by side for second. McDowell and Bubba right behind them. Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, and Ryan Blaney.
Bubba into turn one with a half car length advantage over McDowell, but McDowell battles back off the turn two. He'll not get a shot in the back end from Denny Hamlin.
He got a bit loose. Chase Elliott also a little bit out of control. Ryan Blaney drives underneath him. He will take over the fifth spot. Here's Ty Gibbs on the move. He just passes Chase Briscoe.
Ty Gibbs first to crash yesterday. First lap of practice. He hit the wall and struggled through practice. He's making his way toward the front.
Right now it's Josh Berry, two car lengths over Bubba Wallace. The battle is for third. Here comes Denny Hamlin, last year's winner on the concrete. Just got around Michael McDowell.
Third place to Hamlin, fourth McDowell, but maybe not for long. Here comes the pole sitter, Ryan Blaney. He'll work to McDowell's outside as they dive into turn three.
It takes a few laps after the fresh tire Goody has wore off, and then the outside comes in. Chase Elliott now rolls around Michael McDowell. He drops back to six.
McDowell losing spots rapidly now. I don't know if something's wrong. We'll keep an eye on that car as Ty Gibbs flashes by on the outside.
Now Michael McDowell holding up the train right now. We're about to have a battle for the lead. Here comes Bubba Wallace. He's about 4 feet off the rear deck lid of Josh Berry.
And Bubba better get going because here comes Hamlin. He did the same thing at the initial start of this race after starting sixth. Quickly worked his way to the race lead. Three cars right together.
Bubba skates up the racetrack. Hamlin looks inside. Now as they come across the start-finish line, nose to tail, but Wallace will try the outside in turn one.
Bubba gets that left front quarter right against the right rear of Josh Berry's machine. They'll race side by side down the backstretch.
About to get racy for the lead here. Four car breakaway. Josh Berry to the inside. Bubba Wallace makes the pass on the outside. New leader is Bubba Wallace. Then it's Berry and Denny Hamlin.
And now Ryan Blaney makes it a quartet of cars up front as they ease away a little bit from fifth running Chase Elliott down the backstretch.
Elliott now making ground on the top four. It will soon be a five car, maybe a six car fight for the top spot. Ty Gibbs on the move as well.
Ty Gibbs is up to the sixth position now as he starts to close in on the fifth place car of Chase Elliott, who off turn two wore to the outside and try to get a spot from Josh Berry.
Josh Berry's dropped back a few spots now as Chase Elliott swings to his outside. A new battle for the lead, though. It's Denny Hamlin working all over his driver, Bubba Wallace.
Well, he's going to be careful at doing that, but he can't be too careful because Blaney is right on his back bumper, knocking and winning his way through.
Here's Hamlin again following the tire tracks of Bubba Wallace. Meanwhile, Brad Keselowski drives under Michael McDowell. Move him up to the eighth spot. Leaders back in one.
As he makes his way forward now, Ty Gibbs has moved up to the fifth position. Following him by the machine of Josh Berry is Chase Briscoe.
Brad Keselowski's on the move. Now looks like he is in seventh as Josh Berry got out of the groove and he's been dropping back spots. Keselowski gets around him and now Larson wants a piece.
Kyle Larson will go to the bottom of the racetrack as Josh Berry continues to struggle. Following Larson as we've got a battle for the lead into turn three.
Here's Hamlin looking outside of Bubba Wallace as they come down to the stripe. Hamlin has the lead on the outside.
Denny Hamlin was patient, but not overly patient. He'll use that middle lane to his advantage and wrestle that lead away from his driver, the guy at the car he owns. That's the machine above the wall.
These laps go by fast. We've already ticked off 54 here at Bristol. It's Denny Hamlin, and right now Bubba Wallace trying not to be ticked off by Ryan Blaney.
Blaney got a little bit tail happy off turn four in his effort to get by Bubba Wallace on the outside. He'll clear him down the backstretch.
55 laps complete in stage number one that ends at lap 125, brought to you by eBay Motors. So far, already 6 leaders, 8 lead changes.
Ty Gibbs had an undrivable race car in practice yesterday. He's fought his way into the top six, but he'll give up a spot now into turn four. That is to the machine of Brad Keselowski.
Brad Keselowski's on a little bit of a run right now. He's had 3 wins at this track. Would love to pick up a fourth as he fights off the challenge of Ty Gibbs.
And again, he'll use that middle groove to get it done. Following in his tire tracks off turn two are Chase Briscoe, and now Kyle Busch gets in the mix.
Ryan Blaney trying to find a way past Denny Hamlin, but the man on the move is Brad Keselowski. He looks inside of Bubba Wallace as they tangle for fourth.
He'll show a bit of patience, now goes to the inside, gets those left side tires down to the yellow line, door-to-door with Bubba Wallace.
And Keselowski's bright orange machine down on the bottom of the racetrack is right now. He is doing battle with Bubba Wallace. Wallace stuck to the outside. Meanwhile, Chase Elliott enters the top three.
Now, Chase Elliott moved to the top side of the racetrack, and he's finding a good hookup up there as he goes door-to-door with Blaney for second.
Elliott now diamonding the corners, driving to the wall in turns one and two, and then hanging a hard left to go to the bottom. It's working. He rides around Ryan Blaney to make his way up to the second spot. Now sets his sights on Denny Hamlin.
Behind them, Keselowski has cleared Bubba Wallace, and he'll now go after Ryan Blaney for third.
60 laps down here in the Food City 500. The race leader is Denny Hamlin. The rest of the top five, Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney, Brad Keselowski, and Bubba Wallace.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
This is NASCAR racer Michael Waltrip with Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports. I'm inviting you to Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series. This NASCAR season, me and Echo Park will be arriving to the tracks early to meet fans over a cup of coffee and check out some of their cars. Plus, you can win a VIP ticket upgrade and ride in the pace car. Woo-hoo-hoo. Talk about a whole new meaning to pre-race jitters. Echo Park, every car, happy owner.
New race leader is Chase Elliott. We're going to stay here for a lap or two. He's getting big challenge from Ryan Blaney and Bubba Wallace.
Bubba Wallace to the bottom. Middle group Blaney up to the top is Kyle Busch as he tries to make his way forward. Just putting a bumper to Denny Hamlin, taking his spot was Keselowski.
We currently have 16 cars in the lead pack. What was single file now is two by two. Track gets really racy. Blaney back to the top spot.
Way too much fun early in the going here at Bristol. Second now belongs to Kyle Busch as Chase Elliott loses spot. And Denny Hamlin comes charging back.
Hope they can keep this up all day long here as we're done at lap 65. It's Blaney, Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin, Bubba Wallace. The rest of the top 10, Larson, Keselowski, Bell, Briscoe, and Alex Bowman.
Kyle Busch now challenging for the lead midway down the backstretch. Blaney fights him off, but at the inside, on the inside in turn three again, Busch drives hard to the inside, can't get it. They battle back in one.
Kyle Busch will go to the bottom of the racetrack. Blaney will run in the middle groove. They'll come door to door off turn two. The momentum belongs to Blaney. He's still got the lead into three.
Got to take a quick break here from Bristol. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Become a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASC certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service has U.S.-made tires from Vanderbilt and Mastercraft and features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Yellow flag out for the second time. Zane Smith, the rookie, has lost a right front tire, blown off the right front fender with that debris. NASCAR has decided to throw the yellow flag. Also, it looks like William Byron is now making his way back out onto the racetrack. Byron scored -7 after that altercation earlier with turn three wall.
Mark, if they can sustain this kind of racing, we're going to see a heck of a show here today. I mean, every lap, somebody was challenging for the leader. Peter, nobody was able to get out, and I think it's partly because these cars are still trying to figure out how to react to this racing surface. If nothing else, the first 71 laps of this, I feel like have been tremendously entertaining.
Absolutely. 7 leaders, 11 lead changes, and we've just worked 71, now about to complete lap 72 under yellow. Doug, I also think it's one of those pay me now, pay me later things. You know, some drivers who may save their tires early in a run, coming on a little bit stronger at the end of the run. We also see the middle and upper groove opening up. I think that all bodes well for later on. I think we're going to see a heck of a race today here at Bristol.
I've got to feel like one of the other contributing factors here, Mark, is the weather today. For 1 minute, it'll be very overcast, almost dark feeling, then like it is right now, the clouds part, the sun pops out. Even though these concrete racetracks are not as weather sensitive as asphalt, they still react to the weather.
Oh, absolutely. And again, the resin on the bottom of the racetrack reacts to it as well. And so far, Doug, other than Zane Smith, we haven't seen the kind of tire wear or tire failure that the teams were worried about, and we're 71 laps into this race. So they've had a chance to really see what these cars are going to do long run and what their tire wear is going to be.
So Tyler Reddick's got a good bit of damage out there. So does Zane Smith. So we got a couple of cars nicked up a little bit. And as you said, William Byron got into problems a little bit early on. And, Mark, that's a couple of really good race cars that are basically sidelined. Reddick's minus 2. William Byron's minus 7. Pit Road is open as they file single file. Let's go to Wendy Venturini.
So our leader, Kyle Busch, was loose and tight in the center on that last run. Crew chief Randall Burnett said they are going to take advantage of every opportunity to put fresh tires on. It was 4 tires in lap 25, and it's 4 tires again, also on Pit Road. We have the 5 of Kyle Larson, who came down on lap 25, and Ross Chastain pitted directly in front of me for 4 tires in Sunoco Fuel. Brad Gilley.
Here come the drivers to the front stretch. Denny Hamlin slides his car to the service of his Toyota crew. Going to be a 4-tire change for him. No chassis adjustment. Brad Keselowski says he needs help on exit. He'll get an air pressure adjustment. 4 tires in Sunoco. Brett McMillan.
Chase Elliott has come in. He lost power at the end of that run. He said he cycled it around 1 time and it came back up. So right now, nothing under the hood at this point. As he heads back out after a 4-tire change, Noah Gregson was headed down pit road with a tire issue right as that caution came out. So he continued down pit road. He's in now.
So Denny Hamlin will lead the charge off the pit lane. Ryan Blaney second. Chase Elliott third. Kyle Busch goes from first to fourth.
And I was watching Austin Cindric, Mark, pitting along here along the front stretch, and he came in at a really bad angle, then had to back up and then came back out. So he lost 4 or 5 positions on that exchange. It's a pretty tight pit road, but even though, as you were describing, as they were exiting, there were 4 wide here along this front stretch pit.
They used every square inch trying to get to the line to try to improve their positions. Doug, Kyle Busch loses 3 spots as he goes from first to fourth. That team has been trying out a lot of different pit crew combinations here recently. Let's go back down now to Brad Gilley.
Mark, during that run, a lot of drivers were starting to complain about the right front tires, saying that they were really wearing them hard. I'm walking through my section right now. I can tell you that Denny Hamlin's right front showing cords. Brad Keselowski's right front looks okay. No cords showing. Looking at all Austin Cindric's right front tire showing cords on it as well. That's the story from pit road. What about you, Wendy Venturini?
Cords are showing for Kyle Larson and the 5 team. Cliff Daniels just gave the report to Kyle Larson himself. He said this run, they are actually worse than our first run. The cords are showing completely on the right front. Brett McMillan.
Same thing for Ryan Blaney on the inside of the right front. It's showing cords, and he was running pretty well at that point in time.
Cords? Not good for a tire, and so that will give the team something to worry about. And, Doug, again, the more laps they run, the more rubber goes down on the racetrack, the better that will get. But, boy, it looks like they're going to have to really be very judicious on their tire.
Good word. Exactly. You're exactly right. Let's check in now with Brad Gilley.
Well, it's interesting. Mark said the more laps they run, the more tire rubber gets down into the racetrack. I was talking with Christopher Bell before the race, and he said it was the strangest thing. In practice, we'd go out there and run lap times of 15 flat. We changed tires, then we couldn't even run better than 16 seconds flat. He said the biggest problem was that this rubber is actually not grinding into the racetrack, and it's creating not just the marbles, but more of the powder from the rubber on the racetrack. You can actually see it all up and down pit road. I'll be honest with you, it's almost a little reminiscent of what we saw at Indianapolis Motor Speedway several years ago. And after that short 50-lap run with the cords on the tires here, going to be a long day for some of these teams.
Brad Gilley, don't remind us of that.
Yeah, it was a long day.
That was a very long day. Let's take us now through the full field rundown. Mark, you want to kick us off here?
All right, Denny Hamlin, our leader. Ryan Blaney is listed second. Chase Elliott, third. Kyle Busch, fourth. Brad Keselowski, fifth. Sixth, Chase Briscoe. Christopher Bell, seventh. Eighth, Alex Bowman. Ninth is Kyle Larson. Tenth is Chris Buescher.
Bubba Wallace is 11th. John Hunter Nemechek, 12th. Ty Gibbs, 13th. 14th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Josh Berry, who led early on, is 15th. 16th, Carson Hocevar. Joey Logano, 17th. Justin Haley is 18th. 19th, Eric Jones. Todd Gilliland rides 20th.
Austin Cindric, 21st. Corey LaJoie, 22nd. Then 23rd, Martin Truex Jr. Ryan Preece is 24th. 25th, Michael McDowell. Ross Chastain, 26th. Austin Dillon, 27th. With Daniel Hemric, 28th. 29th, Daniel Suarez. 30th, Kaz Grala.
31st, the last car on the lead lap, A.J. Allmendinger, minus one lap, Noah Gregson in 32nd, Harrison Burton is 33rd, Tyler Reddick, minus two, is 34th, 35th, is Zane Smith, he's minus three, minus six is William Byron. That full field rundown brought to you by RaceDayNFT.com. Are you a true racing fan? Do you like adding those little die-cast cars and race weekend hats to your collection? Then race on over to RaceDayNFT.com. Sign up for free. Get the best in collectibles delivered right to your door.
Lights are off the pace car. It will soon, with Jesse Dalavoot at the controls, go on to pit lane with Ryan Blaney inside, Denny Hamlin on the outside, now leading them into the Geico restart zone. NASCAR starter Shannon Bednarik now throws the green flag, and Hamlin gets out of there in a hurry.
Huge jump for Denny Hamlin right down in front of Ryan Blaney. Car length and a half lead. The third is Chase Elliott. He'll immediately go to work on Blaney with Kyle Busch in tow.
Denny Hamlin got a nice jump there. He's out front all by himself. Now Blaney drops down to the bottom. He'll try to challenge. Then it's Chase Elliott and Kyle Busch.
Front four single file, side by side for the fifth position. Chase Briscoe will work the bottom of the racetrack. To his outside is Brad Keselowski behind him. Then it's a side by side battle.
It's also Alex Bowman, Christopher Bell, then Chris Buescher, Kyle Larson. Also side-by-side, you have John Hunter Nemechek and Bubba Wallace.
About the top 12 separate themselves slightly from the rest of the pack. And finally, Josh Berry breaks through. He'll try to chase down Ricky Stenhouse Jr. along with Ty Gibbs.
Oh, the big dogs are on the front porch here at Bristol right now. It's Denny Hamlin, Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Kyle Busch, your top four.
Best battles for that fifth position behind Kyle Busch. That's where Brad Keselowski is, to the outside of Briscoe, and there's a fight for the lead.
Here's Blaney inside of Denny Hamlin as they move across the stripe for the fourth time today. Blaney's on the point.
Blaney will go to the bottom. Denny Hamlin slides up the banking in turn number two, exits that corner with Chase Elliott just a car length behind, and half a car length back of him is Kyle Busch.
Single file for the top seven here at Bristol, led by Blaney, and then it's Hamlin, Chase Elliott, and going to be next in line will be Kyle Busch.
Trying to work that outside into turn number one is Kyle Larson. He's about in the eighth position right now. He'll get to the back bumper and put a bumper to his teammate.
Larson went around Bubba Wallace for ninth. Now he's trying to take over eighth from Alex Bowman at the stripe. Nearly a dead heat.
Bowman will go to the bottom of the racetrack. Kyle Larson, who is outside, will try to get the advantage off turn number two. He's got a half-car length advantage. Now he'll take that spot from Bowman.
Larson will take that spot. Blaney out front by about two car lengths. That's a lot here at Bristol. The battle is the third. It's Kyle Busch trying to work his way under Chase Elliott.
Busch gets his left side tires right down to the yellow line that separate the track from the apron as he'll go door-to-door with Chase Elliott.
Sitting right behind them looking for some running room, Brad Keselowski out of turn four on the inside. A wiggle from Busch, but he takes over third.
With all those cords showing, no doubt some of these drivers are going to be babying their tires just a bit, but not so for Ryan Blaney and Denny Hamlin as they continue to set the pace.
Now they're out front now by about three car lengths, settling into third. That's going to be Kyle Busch, then it's Chase Elliott and Brad Keselowski. Mark, I kind of said it jokingly, but up front right now are some of the biggest players in the sport making up the top five. Battle for the lead coming out of turn three.
Denny Hamlin tries to go around Ryan Blaney, put Hamlin back in the lead. He, too, now has led this race for a fourth time.
And Hamlin used the middle groove to get it done. Slides up the banking unintentionally off turn two. That enables Kyle Busch to get to the bumper of Ryan Blaney in turn three.
Nobody's been able to get to the front and just lock it down and keep the field at bay. Let's see what Hamlin's able to do. A single car length back to Blaney. Equal distance back to third place, Kyle Busch.
Behind them, a good fight for the fifth position. That's where Brad Keselowski is trying to hold off Chase Briscoe and Christopher Bell. They're single file for the moment.
One of the things I'm noticing, Doug, they have backed the race pace down to over 16 and a half seconds, a lot slower than we normally see. So the man out front, everybody's kind of backing up there with him, trying to save their tires.
And they're not doing that to save fuel. They're in a saving mode, but it's save your tires time here. They're not concerned about fuel at all. Right now, the top five are still Hamlin, Blaney, Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott, and Brad Keselowski.
Watching a big traffic jam, Doug, in the back of the pack. First, it was Carson Hocevar holding things up. He has Noah Gregson behind him. Also there, Daniel Hemric. Rob, they've been back and forth back there. It's a wonder they haven't wrecked yet.
That's absolutely correct, Mark. And right in front of them is Ross Chastain, who had worked his way up to the top 18 but got blocked in his pit stall. He's now working his way back toward the front, as is the car right in front of him.
All right, we have a new second-place car here, and that's going to be Kyle Busch. Rob, he got around Ryan Blaney, and now he's trying to track down the leader, Hamlin.
He did, and Hamlin's got about a three-car length advantage as they charge off turn number two. Behind Busch, it is Blaney by about two car lengths.
So we have Hamlin out front, two car lengths back to Kyle Busch, two more back to Ryan Blaney, four to Chase Elliott, then a good tangle for the fifth spot. Keselowski has it. Briscoe and Bell would like to take it away.
Phoenix winner Christopher Bell trying to make it a double as he goes to the low side of Chase Briscoe. He'll move Briscoe up the bank, but Briscoe still is clear of Bell.
Now Bell having a hard time trying to get around Briscoe. Now Briscoe trying to work on Brad Keselowski.
Keselowski kind of holding up the parade for a moment as Ty Gibbs gets in on this mix, as does Kyle Larson.
So as they work their way out of turn number four, we again see Briscoe and Bell making some contact, also trying to join that battle, Ty Gibbs and Kyle Larson.
Looked a bit hairy there for a moment in turn number four when Chase Briscoe got into the back end of Christopher Bell. Everybody gets through safely, but now Larson goes to the outside of Gibbs.
I think we're seeing the biggest lead of the day. That's Denny Hamlin by about eight car lengths. Let's go back to that battle with Ty Gibbs, Briscoe, and Larson. Those three are knotted together into one.
That's for the seventh position on the racetrack. Gibbs working the low line. Middle group belongs to Briscoe. Right in Briscoe's tire tracks are Kyle Larson.
Right behind them, Alex Bowman gave Bubba Wallace a shot at the exit of turn number two. They're fighting for the 11th spot. Here's Bowman trying to drive to his inside in turn one.
Alex will go to the bottom and easily bypass Bubba Wallace off turn number two. And now moving to the inside of Bubba is Chris Buescher, who started deep in the field.
100 laps in the books, 125. Make up stage number one. Denny Hamlin is your race leader.
Fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Geico Insurance. Is your insurance playbook too confusing? Make it easy. Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started. Denny Hamlin, your leader, with now 21 laps to go in stage number one of the Food City 500. Kyle Busch is a half second back. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi. Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
We're back at Bristol Motor Speedway with 15 laps to go in stage number one. Battle for the lead in turn number one.
Kyle Busch has caught the back bumper of Denny Hamlin off turn two with a whole host of cars trying to stay on the lead lap directly ahead.
Right in front of him now, it's Austin Dillon and Harrison Burton. They're about to be lapped. Hamlin pulled away a little bit. He's got about a six-car length advantage over second-place Kyle Busch.
Looks like Busch rolled out of the throttle momentarily as he's fallen from two car lengths back to about 10 car lengths back, and soon Ryan Blaney will be on his back bumper.
So now Denny Hamlin goes around Austin Dillon. Dillon running 31st, 30 cars on the lead lap with 13 laps to go in stage one.
The race leader Denny Hamlin using the middle lane in one and two. And as Kyle Busch really struggling now, as Blaney goes to his outside, he wants second.
Tell you who's struggling is Austin Dillon. He nearly lost that car and got up into the fence, and now Christopher Bell dives under him. Mark, I'm speculating Dillon may have a tire going down. He is way off the pace.
And I'm going to speculate that Kyle Busch is trying to protect his tires right now, too, because he nearly stopped in the corners, and now Christopher Bell's rolling by him like he's dropped an anchor out the back of that number eight car. Kyle Busch struggling after battling for the lead.
And Christopher Bell now is rolling very, very well. Maybe he saved some of the tire goodie for this part of the run with just about a dozen laps left in this stage.
Watching race leader Denny Hamlin, he's caught William Byron. He's not worried about Byron. Byron's already six laps down. If he gets around him, though, Rob, it's a roadblock in front of them with lap cars.
Yeah, right in front of them are four cars. Bubba Wallace, who's top five earlier, along with Harrison Burton, A.J. Allmendinger, and Tyler Reddick right in front of the race leader.
Austin Dillon way off the pace. Cars are scattering inside, outside of him. He's created a bit of a chicane on the racetrack. He's struggling with his tires. Right now, nine to go in stage one.
It is still Denny Hamlin setting the pace off turn number two, giving William Byron in front of him a bit of room as the leader heads into three.
Yeah, then I think that Hamlin's just playing it safe here, Mark. He's not in any big hurry to get around William Byron. That's not creating a problem for him.
Kyle Busch is just penned past by Ricky Stenhouse Jr., also moving by him, Justin Haley. He has gone from second to 14th.
He's dropping like a stone. Three more cars right behind are three wide. Joey Logano. It is also Josh Berry. Ryan Preece gets into the right, left side of Kyle Busch's car. Near disaster.
Let's go over to Wendy.
The report between Kyle Busch, the crew chief Randall Burnett, the spotter, is that right side tire, and how much is giving out on Kyle Busch right now. They were trying to decide, is it the resin causing the issue with the right side, or is it the concrete? That answer is unknown, but I do know every driver is complaining about that right side tire right now on the racetrack.
Kyle Busch right now is just trying to nurse that number eight FICO Chevrolet around for the last few laps here of stage one. He's going to have five more, and his car visibly not under control right now. It's got to be a rough ride out there for Kyle Busch as we watch Denny Hamlin kind of just pick his way through this lap traffic right now. He's not going to go up there, Mark, and battle all these lap cars in front of him.
So here they are as they work their way to the stripe. Hamlin now has thrown out the parachute. Ty Gibbs is actually the leader right now with now just four laps to go in stage number one.
Hamlin has slid back about eight or nine positions. He's about to lose another one to Josh Berry, and he is literally crawling around the racetrack.
Looks like almost every car out here now is trying to pace themselves just to get to the stage one break. Ty Gibbs is the leader, then it's Larson, Keselowski, Blaney, and Chris Buescher, and it changes literally every lap. Three laps to go here in this stage.
Gibbs, Larson, Keselowski, Blaney are the front four, and then it is the rest of the racetrack covered with race cars just trying to survive two more laps.
Denny Hamlin slides up. He gets into the fence a little bit off of turn three. We will see if he is able to sustain that.
And Kyle Busch spins in turn number two, so the guys that were battling for the lead just a handful of laps ago, both in serious trouble.
Kyle is now backing down the back straightaway. The car pointed in the wrong direction as he tries to keep pace and not lose. I think he might have lost one lap already, and he's trying not to lose another one. Indeed, both Bubba Wallace, Kyle Busch, Austin Cindric, their tires gave up. They lost a lap. Now Busch has swung the car around at the entrance of the turn three apron, and now heading back in the right direction, heading over to his RCR crew on pit road, tire down on that FICO Chevrolet.
What a bizarre chapter those last five laps were, Mark, with drivers just surrendering, trying to nurse their tires to get to the end of stage one, which we will be there shortly here. And let's go over to Wendy Venturini.
We thought yesterday in practice was strange. What we just saw leading up to this caution was even a little bit more strange. Kyle Busch was just hanging on to the right side tires, but then we heard every driver say the same thing, that they were just barely hanging on to their tires. Then Denny Hamlin goes for a spin. Kyle Busch goes for a spin. Two fresh tires on the right side for Kyle Busch. Let's head over to Brad Gilley.
Yeah, once the tires gave up, the car just had to give up. Denny Hamlin was leading this race, and all of a sudden he felt things start to give up. He started dropping to the back until his right rear tire went down. He actually said the right rear was down right before that caution came out. His crew jumped up on the wall. He's going to try and stay on the track until pit road opens so they don't have a penalty. Brett McMillan.
Yeah, Bubba Wallace, same thing. About the last 15 laps of that stage, he was screaming that he needed to come down pit road. He felt like the right rear tire was about to go. Once that caution came out, he kind of laughed and said, I can't believe it. It was everything I could do to keep from putting this thing on the back of the hauler.
NASCAR will be coming up to clean the track here in a little bit. Stage one is in the books. Top 10 were Ty Gibbs, Kyle Larson, Chris Buescher, Brad Keselowski, John Hunter Nemechek. 6 through 10, Martin Truex Jr., Ryan Blaney, Ryan Preece, Josh Berry, and Christopher Bell. And our Stage 1 break is brought to you by eBay Motors. Burn rubber, not cash, by shopping at eBay Motors, ebaymotors.com.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Sarah wants a yard.
My own little paradise.
Brad, however, hates yard work.
The only thing I hate more than cutting the grass is paying someone to cut the grass.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Sarah and Brad found a great home with a yard. A very, very small yard.
Time to get it done. And I'm done.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Hey folks, it's Doug Rice. Did you know you can take PRN with you anywhere by downloading the PRN mobile app? You can listen to our live races just about any place on the planet, and you will not miss a second of the action. Plus, you can hear our shows like the fantastic editions of Fast Talk, plus Brett McMillan on the Pit Reporters and Mark Garrow with Garage Fast. Get all the latest racing information right at your fingertips. The PRN mobile app, available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play. Under our fourth yellow of the day, stage one caution, Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports, invites you to Echo Park Coffee Cup Series this season. Join NASCAR legends and Echo Park at Speedway Motorsports tracks to enjoy a cup of coffee and check out some awesome cars. You could win a VIP ticket upgrade and ride in the pace car. Echo Park, every car, happy owners. We're still riding around. Pit Road is closed. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
As we honor Doug Rice this season, here's another great moment from more than 35 years on BRN.
Kyle Larson down the backstretch, trying desperately to hold off Kevin Harvick. He exits turn four. Now the checkered flag for Kyle Larson as he picks up his first victory at Bristol Motor Speedway.
Hey, Doug, I know you'll still come around and check on us from time to time, so have a happy retirement.
I'm sure you'll come around and check on us. I mean, Richard does. Richard's always at the racetrack.
He's never retired. He only retired from driving. That man's still extremely busy. I'd love to have the energy he has now at my age. And it looks like pit road is about to open up, and that means it's going to get very busy as the train is led by Ty Gibbs. Let's go over to Wendy Venturini.
Well, I was just listening to Richard Childress on the radio saying he talked to NASCAR this morning about those right side tires. Randall Burnett and him having a conversation with Kyle Busch on the radio just now. This is a problem that we're having on pit road. Everybody's going to be taking tires. Everybody's going to be worried about those right sides. On the back stretch of pit road, we have the five of Kyle Larson coming down. Also, Ty Gibbs, Joey Logano is down here. Let's head over to Brad Gilley.
Brad Keselowski able to maintain balance. He comes here on the front straightaway, slides into hit box. His box, it'll be a four-tire change. Denny Hamlin able to stay out there, right rear down on that car. They're going to get a four-tire change at Sunoco Fuel. Brett McMillan.
All right, Chase Elliott's voltage has been fluctuating, but has been holding steady lately. So right now, they're not going to do anything about it. Just getting him a four-tire change, going to keep him out there until they have big problems. He has a four-tire stop, everything goes smooth, and he heads back out.
Larson, the first off the pit lane, followed by Ty Gibbs. Then it's going to be Brad Keselowski, Ryan Blaney, John Hunter Nemechek, Chris Buescher, then Martin Truex Jr., and his teammate Christopher Bell. Let's go down now to Brad Gilley.
Mark, looking at Denny Hamlin's right side tires just destroyed. It was the right rear that went down. Hamlin said his car was loose, and that was the tire he was sliding. You can see right where it wore down to the cords. The problem also, the right front is worn down to the cords. That one was just able to hold air. Scanning drivers and teams on my side of pit road, Austin Cindric, they were saying they don't expect this track to get any different or any better, that this is what we're going to fight all day, because right now, everyone's stuck in the resin. That's where it's laying rubber. It's not taking on rubber above that resin, so we might have pit stops about every 50 laps or less, guys.
And let's do the math on that, as we have only 132 laps in the books. And how many tires do they have laying on pit road? Let's check in with Wendy Venturini and our weather guard, Top of the Box.
I'm with Randall Burnett, crew chief for Kyle Busch, one of the cars that just had issues. We're seeing this up and down pit road. How are you keeping your driver at bay right now?
Well, we're just trying to give him all the information. No, we saw a lot of wear yesterday. This was certainly a concern yesterday during practice after, you know, we saw a lot of cars with cords and everything else. So, part of the problem is the track's just not taking rubber like it normally does, right? So usually that cleans up as the race goes on, as the rubber goes down. But for whatever reason, the track doesn't seem to be taking a lot of rubber, and the tires are just wearing out because it's just, you know, whatever's going on, obviously. So it's a little frustrating. Had a really good car, obviously. We're not out of it yet. We just got to get our lap back and hopefully take this FICO.com back to the front, FICO.com Chevy back to the front, and make a good day out of it.
How do you manage this?
Well, it's going to be about tire management all day long, about how hard can you push. And you can't push too hard to be the first guy to have a problem. It's going to be like the name of the game, which is unfortunate. You know, that's not like how we all want to race, obviously. But it's what we got today, and we're just going to have to figure it out.
Thank you for your time. That's Randall Burnett, crew chief for Kyle Busch. An unfortunate circumstance. I'm looking at a lot of right side tires blown completely out up and down pit road here.
And you heard those two words that Randall Burnett said, tire management. Race fans know there's no letting up, even when you're leading the field, and the front runner in the truck boxes knows this too. So when it comes to durability, security, and innovation, the folks at WeatherGuard aren't taking their foot off the gas anytime soon. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com. Let's learn some more right now from Brett McMillan.
Well, Alec Gustafson was telling Chase Elliott earlier, after Chase asked him, he said, we have seven more sets of tires, including scuffs. Now, Jonathan Hassler, crew chief for Ryan Blaney, just came on the radio and told him he's hearing that they may be able to get some more tires. So we'll wait and see how that plays out. I was looking at Ryan Blaney's tires that just came off his car. They are the worst-looking set I've seen come off this car. So things are getting worse rather than better. The coring is really, really bad. There was actually a part of where it looked like the tread had actually peeled back some. And Alex Bowman's tires on the right side, really bad. Some of the core, actually some of the cording is actually showing up and sticking out. That's how bad things have been on the right side tires.
Doug, it reminds me of a race years and years ago at Charlotte Motor Speedway, a Coke 600 won by Darrell Walsh. They were having tire wear issues there, and he said, I'm running a certain time. I don't care whether that's first place, fifth place, or tenth place. And Darrell did that all day long and wound up winning the race while other drivers pushed too hard and had tire issues.
1988 is when that took place. Good memory there, Mark Garrow. Here's the way they ride right now, brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, that Mark and I enjoyed delicious slices of, or hunks of, earlier today. Kyle Larson is the race leader. Ty Gibbs is second. Brad Keselowski third. Fourth to Ryan Blaney. Fifth is John Hunter Nemechek. Chris Buescher is sixth. Seventh to Josh Berry. Martin Truex Jr. is eighth. Ninth is Christopher Bell. And tenth will be Ryan Preece.
11th is Joey Logano. Denny Hamlin 12th. 13th, Chase Elliott, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 14th, 15th is Daniel Suarez, 16th Alex Bowman, Eric Jones 17th, Kaz Gralla 18th, 19th Justin Haley, and after starting last, Ross Chastain from 36th up to 20th.
First car one lap down is Austin Cindric. Kyle Busch also caught a lap down last time. They're not worried about getting it back right now. 364 laps to go here in the Food City 500. The leaderboard brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app. The lights are still on the pace car. Our sales executive, Barry Roach, dropped off a couple of, they call them, hunks of pizza earlier today. Quite yummy.
Now, that was nice for pre-race, but should he have not saved, like, some mid-race or post-race Hunt Brothers
well,
Pizza?
Well, the way this race is going, Rob Albright, we may need extra pizza.
Yeah. Are you sending some up to the roof over on the back straightaway? I didn't think so.
Yeah.
That's okay. I don't need it anyway. But it would be good. There's no doubt about that. Well, they're lining up behind the pace car. The lights are still on. They'd actually blinked those lights off on that electric blue and white Chevrolet Camaro pace car, but they're back on yet again. So we'll stay under caution at least for another lap or two.
Well, let's go ahead and give you 21 through the rest of the field. Corey LaJoie still on the lead lap is 21st. 22nd is Ross Chastain. 23rd, Carson Hocevar. Michael McDowell is 24th. 25th, A.J. Allmendinger. Chase Briscoe is 26th. Daniel Hemric, 27th. 28th, Bubba Wallace. 29th is Harrison Burton. Bubba Wallace is the last car on the lead lap. Burton is one lap down at 29th. 30th is Austin Cindric, also a lap down.
Minus one, Austin Dillon, 31st. Minus one in 32nd is going to be Kyle Busch, also a lap down now. Noah Gregson in 33rd, minus 3 in 34th, Tyler Reddick, minus 5 in 35th is Zane Smith, minus 7 in that Liberty University Chevrolet in 36th, William Byron.
Over to Wendy Venturini.
The big question right now is NASCAR going to give more tires to the team? This isn't girl math. This is NASCAR math. The tires are lasting 33 to 35 laps before they're courting. With the sets left on pit road, especially at the 8 here, they only have 6 sets left. Randall Burnett said, we don't have enough tires. It needs about 50 laps per set, and with the laps remaining, that doesn't math. So can NASCAR go ahead and give some more tires from Goodyear? That's the question we're going to follow throughout this race when we get back racing green.
Need to mention that NASCAR had an Elgin sweeper on the racetrack. They have really cleaned up all the dust and marbles that were up near the wall turns 1 and 2, 3 and 4. And, Doug, what was interesting, that rubber looked like sand. It was like kind of a black sand kind of whipped up there against the wall. That's pretty scary.
We've heard people say, that means it's not going in. You can see it out here, Mark. There is no big zone right now. There is no below or above the yellow line place out here where we're seeing the rubber collect on the racetrack. It's just grinding up and blowing away. NASCAR has said, Greg Stucker said, they have enough tires here at Bristol to issue one more set of four to each one of the teams. That's a little bit of the cavalry coming across the hill.
They would probably like at least two more, maybe three more, but they don't have the tires. We're getting set to go back to green.
All right, we're ready to go to green. Pace car on pit road. Up front, it's Brad Keselowski to his outside. Getting the big jump is Kyle Larson. And right in his tire tracks is going to be Ty Gibbs.
Now battling back off turn two, Keselowski goes to the inside of Ty Gibbs. Ty says, okay, I'll go after the race leads. He works alongside Larson.
as they work their way out of turn four. Gibbs on the point, then Larson. Larson now sees John Hunter Nemechek drive up to his passenger door.
John Hunter Nemechek had been making his way toward the front. This is not a fluke. He's got a good race car. He'll take second away from Larson and go after leader Gibbs.
Couple of youngsters on the point. Ty Gibbs, the race leader. John Hunter rides second. Third is Larson. Here comes Josh Berry rolling up to the outside of Larson in third.
From the front to the back and back to the front again. Josh Berry trying to make his way forward. Gets a little bit high off turn number four, but he'll race for third with Kyle Larson.
As they work their way now through turn number four, it is going to be Ty Gibbs on the bottom. John Hunter Nemechek trying to fight off to his outside, Josh Berry.
It sure doesn't look like on this restart they're trying to save tires and go gentle on them. Josh Berry to the outside of John Hunter Nemechek as they fight for second.
Josh Berry takes that Sonny D machine up to the outside of John Hunter Nemechek. It's still Ty Gibbs on the point, but here comes Berry diving to the inside and one.
From the top all the way to the bottom. Big move by Josh Berry. He wants to lead this race, but Ty Gibbs says, not right now.
Now Martin Truex Jr. on the prowl on the outside. He is trying to now go around Berry for the second spot. Looks like he'll easily do it. Truex now sets his sights on teammate Ty Gibbs.
Martin Truex Jr. showing big strength at this juncture in the race, still just past the quarter mark. He'll go to work on Ty Gibbs for the top position.
Martin Truex Jr. wants to lead at a track where he's never won. Goes to the outside of Gibbs. He'll be the leader that lap as he makes the pass on the Toyota of Gibbs.
And yes, what Doug Bryce said is a bit surprising. Truex has never won at Bristol. Could this be his day? The fight is for third. Kyle Larson working on Josh Berry.
First time today, Martin Truex Jr. has been out front, but Doug, now the opening five races, he's led four. Truex showing some early season speed.
Now the outside lane begins to work as Kyle Larson will try to wrestle second away from Ty Gibbs. Behind him, Christopher Bell goes after Josh Berry.
Mark, I think you said it a moment ago with these tire situation. Pay me now, I'm going to go up and try to lead some laps. Pay me later when I use up all the goody on my tires. Let's go to Brett McMillan.
Well, guys, Goodyear is down here in their little building currently mounting tires. But NASCAR has not released the tires yet, so that's a wait and see at this point. Goodyear is mounting them as a just-in-case.
So now it looks like Gibbs trying to go back around Martin Truex Jr. Doug, they have now dropped the lap times to 17 seconds. Usually it's about 15.3, 15.4, so they have dropped the speeds, trying to hang on to those tires. Gibbs will lead the field again back to one.
Almost looks like they're going to take turns setting the pace. Now Kyle Larson will move to the outside of Martin Truex Jr. take over second. Bell is on the back bumper of teammate Truex.
Kind of wonder if there's not a little choreography here going on right now. It's Ty Gibbs, the race leader, Kyle Larson in second. A battle here for third. Truex, he's got Bell to his outside.
Three, Joe Gibbs, Toyota's running third, fourth, and fifth. Truex and Bell battling for fourth. Fifth is Hamlin.
Now here's Truex as he has a little bit of a bobble inside turn three. Bell will get around him. Hamlin now going around Truex, move him up to fourth.
Joey Logano, who started near the front, dropped back rapidly at the outset of this race, has worked his way back into the top ten. He's now door-to-door with Josh Berry for the sixth position.
Back on the point, it's Ty Gibbs out of turn four, back to start-finish line. Larson, Bell, Hamlin, and Truex. Front five are all single file.
They are, and just as you say that, Doug, moving to the outside, looking for the race lead. Kyle Larson moves door-to-door with Ty Gibbs and takes away the race lead.
Larson is going to become the 12th different leader of the Food City 500. We're just in the second stage of this race. Larson leads the pack back to one.
And Denny Hamlin now beginning to get a bit more racy to the outside of the racetrack. He'll work on teammate Christopher Bell. He'll take that spot away and go after Gibbs.
Mark, I feel like we've hit a point in the race that if you want to lead, they may let you go up there and grab a few laps because in doing so, you're going to use up your tires. There's no way around that.
Doug, it seems to me like they're trying to set a speed that doesn't injure the tires. Again, they have backed it down to 17.2. Again, doing whatever they can to save the right side. Larson's out front. Hamlin now trying to get by him and lead this race for the fifth time already.
It's funny, the Greek chorus that we heard after the Daytona 500, everybody slowed down to save gas. They're slowing down at Bristol. Gas, not the concern.
So here again is a battle for the lead. Ty Gibbs, well, if you're going to slow down that much, I'll go back to the front. Ty Gibbs now has been the leader four times today.
And yet I have to say, as a spectator, I really don't see the difference in the speed. You can't really tell they're running 17 seconds. It just looks like great racing to me.
I'm watching right now on the scoreboard, though. Kyle Busch nowhere near getting back on the lead lap. He is 31st. He's only minus one. but he's running behind other lap cars of Harrison Burton and Austin Cindric right now, Mark.
And again, Doug, he's got to find a way to nurse his way through the field. He can't just charge up there, or again, he'll have the tire issues. And again, remember, Busch at one point was fighting for the lead. Here is the battle for the lead again. Teammates, it is going to be Gibbs inside, Hamlin on the top.
Denny Hamlin will wrestle away that top position. Kyle Larson now rolls to the outside. He'll go to work on Gibbs for second.
Larson's battling for second. C. Bell is right there. Christopher Bell is kind of lurking in this battle as he goes to the outside of Ty Gibbs for third.
The front three to the bottom of the racetrack. Denny Hamlin out of the inside lane opens up off turn two for Kyle Larson, but he settles up behind Hamlin.
Again, a little bit of a traffic jam up front. Everybody trying to back it down just a bit. Hamlin wiggles on the outside. Turn four, Larson trying to retake the top spot. Larson now works inside of Denny Hamlin. They're midway down the back straightaway, diving into turn number three.
Larson down on the bottom of the racetrack. It's Christopher Bell right in Larson's tire tracks. But here comes Hamlin working to the outside.
Hamlin is your leader. He continues that way. By the way, he's led five times for 56 laps and counting as we go to Wendy Venturini.
We saw Ty Gibbs just give up the lead. They told him over the radio to watch his pace. They said, use Kyle Larson as your pacer. Let him set the pace for the field. So Ty Gibbs is now tucked right behind Kyle Larson. They said this is going to be the longest green flag run. We will run until somebody blows a right side tire.
And right now, Rob Albright still side-by-side for the lead with Larson and Hamlin.
Larson working the low lane. Hamlin to his outside. Side behind them. It is Ty Gibbs, Christopher Melvin side-by-side, Truex, and John Hunter Nemechek.
17 cars in this lead pack up front, 2x2, 3 rows deep. Up front, Larson inside. Hamlin on the outside.
Josh Berry and Chris Buescher single file behind this sixum. Coming off turn number two, half a car length advantage for Kyle Larson into three.
And they are still slowing the overall speed. It's down to 17.4 right now. But, man, it's making for some fun racing now. Larson and Hamlin, Gibbs and Bell.
And, you know, if you're mid-pack right now trying to make your way to the front, what do you do? Because it's just slowed down in front of you. You can't use up your tires getting there. The lead for Larson, half a car lane.
I think you could throw a blanket over the top 15 cars. We have seven. Now 8 rows, 2x2. Larson now retakes the lead.
Well, we know why, but it's sure fun to watch as they battle side-by-side very deep into the pack. Now Larson will lead Gibbs off turn two.
Justin Haley's made it up toward the top 15 here.